ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। इन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता, हैविंग सीन द इंट्रोडक्टरी कमेंटरी ऑफ शंकर भगवत्पादा, नाउ वी हैव स्टार्टेड सीइंग शंकर भगवत्पादास कमेंटरी given after the 10th verse of the second chapter, which means before even he begins his commentary on the 11th verse of second chapter, Shankara Bhagavatpada again presents introduction like commentary, wherein he refutes especially Dvaita-dvaitavadi, otherwise known as Ekadesha-vedanti. This Ekadesha-vedanti is very firm in his view that he states karma should be combined with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. Mere jnanam is not enough for him. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada clearly states here that jnanam itself is moksha. Jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha. Karma cannot be combined, need not be combined with jnanam. This is what he has been explaining. To make it very clear, we saw yesterday, he quotes Bhagavan's words himself from the third chapter. It's going to come later on, the third verse of the third chapter. So Bhagavan himself sees very clearly the impossibility of combining karma with the jnanam, because karma and jnanam are dependent, are based on two different perceptions. Two different perceptions. Karma is dependent on the perception of one's own self being the doer. Kartrutva. Karma is dependent on the perception of seeing, perception of the plurality of beings, anekatva, seeing many. Whereas jnanam is based on the perception of the Atma being non-doer. Jnanam is based on the perception of oneness. So, ekatva ashrayam jnanam, akartrutva ashrayam jnanam, whereas karma is kartrutva ashrayam and anekatva ashrayam. So, pointing out this, Shankara said that Bhagavan Krishna, seeing the impossibility of combining karma with jnanam, which are based on two different perceptions, he said, he's going to say in the third chapter, the third verse, that for Sankhya, Jnana Yoga has been prescribed. For yoginaha, the karma yoga has been prescribed. Karma yogena yoginam dvividha nishtha maya prokta. The very important verse, this is very important to enter into study of Vedanta Shastra. Dvividha nishtha maya prokta. Two different committed lifestyles have been prescribed by me. By me, who am in the form of the Veda Shastra. Bhagavan himself is the bestower of Veda. Bhagavan himself is in the form of the Veda. That Bhagavan himself has revealed in the Veda Shastram already two distinct committed lifestyles. So the lifestyle committed to the pursuit of Jnanam is for Sankhyaha. And lifestyle committed to the performance of action is for Yoginaha. Karma yogena yoginam, jnana yogena sankhyanam, dvividhanishta maya puraprokta anagha. So Bhagavan himself presents twofold distinct knowledge for people of two different perceptions, two distinct different disciplines. So having explained this, the impossibility of combining karma with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha, stating Bhagavan's words, Shankara Bhagavatpada then presents the teaching from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which we saw also yesterday. Let me make it very clear. Where we left yesterday, I'm going to read here again. Yatha etad vibhaga vachanam tathaiva darshitam shatapathiye brahmane. Shatapathiyam brahmanam is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. As Brihadaranyaka Upanishad comes in the Shatapatha Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka, Shatapatha Brahmanam of Shukla Yajurveda, anything which comes in Shatapatha Brahmanam can be said to be Shatapathiyam. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is said to be Shatapathiyam Brahmanam. So in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, known as Shatapathiyam Brahmanam, belonging to Shatapatha Brahmana of Shukla Yajurveda, there is a teaching given. The different mantras in different sections talking about the people who are inclined for the jnanam and people who are inclined for the karma. Let me tell you the number of the verses, mantras. In the first chapter, 17th mantra of 4th Brahmanam. Let me make it again clear. Prathamaha Adhyayaha. So, Prathama Adhyaye, Chaturtha Brahmane, Saptadashaha Mantraha. 17th mantra of the 4th section of the 1st chapter. In that, yesterday I read out the mantra. As I said, I'm going to send you the mantra. Don't worry. That mantra is not given in his commentary. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not present the full mantra here. But based on the teaching given in those mantras, given by those mantras. So 17th mantra, the 4th section of 1st chapter. Then 16th mantra of the 5th section of the same 1st chapter. Then 22nd mantra of the 4th section of the 4th chapter. In all these different sections, so specifically in the 1st chapter, fourth section and in the fifth section, mantras are given. In those sections, those mantras actually talk about a brahmachari after completing his studies in the Gurukulam. When he has completed his study, when he is prepared to get married, he must be entertaining a certain mental state, mental condition. That mental state, mental condition, that manasthitihi of a brahmachari, young person who has just completed his studies and who is inclined to get married, who wants to enter into the grihastha ashrama, definitely his mind is different from the person who is aspiring for jnanam for mokshaha. Two different adhikaris, people of two different perceptions, people of two different levels of maturity. He has none is considered inferior or superior. All are equally important, all are equally great. Here, the level of maturity differs from person to person. Here is a person who is aspiring for only jnanam, who wants only mokshaha. Because mokshaha is one's own swarupa. All that he needs is he needs to discover it. Therefore, a person who is aspiring for moksha, aspiring for jnanam, is of a different level of maturity. A person who's just completed his studies, who's young, energetic, wants to get married, settle in life, has lots of colorful dreams to accomplish in life, such a person's level of maturity is completely different. Therefore, people of two different perceptions, people of two different levels of maturity, with two different aspirations, even though ultimate goal is one and the same for both of them, Shastram prescribes different lifestyles. So that by following the lifestyle prescribed by the Shastram, a human being is in an appropriate rank, that he will not be distracted, so that he will be able to reach gradually the end that he has to reach. So what Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to do here, let me tell you. Let me read this portion and explain to you again. Yetat vibhaga vachanam tathaiva darshitam shatapathiye brahmane. Means what? The same teaching is given in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Yetameva pravrajinaha lokamichantaha brahmanaha pravrajanti iti sarvakarma sanyasam vidhaya tacheshena kim prajaya karishyamaha esham naha ayam atma ayam lokaha iti. Okay, this much we have seen yesterday, remember? Okay, so here thereafter Shankara Bhagavatpada continues this, but we have to start today. In this part, Shankara Bhagavatpada states that Sankhyaha, mature people who are aspiring for jnanam, whose interest is only in moksha, not in anything else, such people Atmalokam Ichanti. Yesterday I explained the meaning of the word Atmalokaha. Atma eva lokaha, Atmalokaha. ஆத்மலோகா மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் மீன்ஸ் ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம். ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் வாட்? ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரீடம். மோக்ஷ ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம் இவ மோக்ஷ. ஆத்ம சைத்தன்ய சொரூபம் இஸ் மோக்ஷ. சோ அயம் ஆத்மா அயம் லோக ஏஷாம் நகா. ஃபார் அஸ் அவர் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஆத்மா. அவர் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் வாட் வை ஆர் ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஃபார் இஸ் வாட் வி வாண்ட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஆத்மலோக ஆத்மா. பிரஜையா கிம் கரிஷ்யாமா, வாட் ஷல் வி டூ வித் ப்ராஜனி? தட் இஸ் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி சென்டென்ஸ். இட் மீன்ஸ் இன் பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் இன் தி ஃபோர்த் சாப்டர் தி ஃபோர்த் செக்ஷன் தி 22nd மந்த்ரா திஸ் மீனிங் இஸ் கிவன். வாட் இஸ் தி மீனிங் தேர்? சர்வ கர்ம சந்நியாசம் விதாய. So for a person who, for Sankhyaha, who are aspiring for Mokshaha, whose committed lifestyle is based on the knowledge of the nature of the self, whose lifestyle is predominant with Jnanam, for them sarva karma sanyasam vidhaya, having ordained renunciation of all kamya karmas, as part of the teaching Upanishad says that those people state this, what shall we do with the progeny when our interest is in moksha? What we aspire for is moksha. Okay, this much we have seen yesterday. Thereafter, the statements come. Please make a note. In this portion, what I'm going to read today and what I read yesterday, even though number is given, mantra numbers are given there, really speaking, actual mantras are not given there. I'm repeating this. Even though mantra numbers are given there in the Bhashyam, really, the actual mantras are not given there. To make it easy, Shankara Bhagavad Pada actually picked up the content and concept of those mantras. He paraphrases here. What he says, let us see, read here. Tatra cha prak, prak dara parigrahat, dara parigrahat prak. Prak means before, dara means wife. தாரா பரிக்ரஹாத் ப்ராக் மீன்ஸ் விவாஹாத் பூர்வம். தார பரிக்ரஹாத் ப்ராக் மீன்ஸ் விவாஹாத் பூர்வம். விவாஹாத் பூர்வம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? திஸ் பர்சன் ஹூஸ் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் புருஷா, திஸ் பர்சன் மஸ்ட் ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் ஹிஸ் ஸ்டடீஸ் இன் தி வேத பாட்டசாலா அந்த குருகுலம். And he is a young person who is ready for getting married, such a person, Purushaha. Before holding on to the hand of a wife, Dara Parigrahanam, Panigrahanam, Parigraha means holding. Parigraha means holding, holding the hand of wife in marriage is Dara Parigraha. It means getting married to a wife. Dara parigrahat purvam prak purushaha. this person, how is he? He is an individual. Atma here means he is an individual being. Jivatma. He is Prakritaha. Prakritaha means he is not absolutely mature. He is not adequately mature. He is immature. Prakritaha means still he has yet to become refined. He is not refined enough. He is not mature enough. Prakritaha, he is immature. Immature. Dharma jignasottara kalam. Dharma jignasottara kalam means the time. The time after dharma jignasa. Uttara means after. Uttara kalam means the time after dharma jignasa. The dharma jignasa means desire for knowing the duties and earning punyam, etc. Dharma jignasa. So dharma jignasa, that word actually means desire to know dharma. But that word dharma jignasa here implies this study in Vedic school. Dharma jignasa uttara kalam, dharma jignasa uttara kalam. At the time when a person has completed his studies in the Vedic school, dharma jignasa uttara kalam, before or about when he, before he gets married to the wife, this purushaha, atma, prakritaha, he is still unrefined, immature person. Lokatraya sadhanam, that time, lokatraya sadhanam. Lokatraya sadhanam means what? Means of accomplishing three worlds, a set of three worlds. Lokatraya sadhanam. Sadhanam means that person is interested in what? The means of accomplishing set of three worlds. What are three means of accomplishing three worlds? What are the three worlds? Let me remind you. Yesterday only I said, Manushya Lokaha, otherwise known as Bhulokaha. Then Pitru Lokaha, otherwise known as Swarga Lokaha. Then Deva Lokaha, otherwise known as Brahma Lokaha. So Manushya Lokaha, Pitru Lokaha, Deva Lokaha. These three words. Synonyms of these words are what? Bhulokaha, Swarga Lokaha, Brahma Lokaha. These are the three ends. To accomplish these three ends, whether a person wants to be born again as a human being in this world of human beings, in this Bhuloka, that is an end. That's why to be born a human being in this Bhuloka itself is because of punyam. Don't take this human life for granted. You already accomplished this end of being born as a human being in this world. So a person who aspires to be born in next janma as a human being in this world, in this Bhuloka, the sadhanam he needs is what? He must have got married and he must have got a son, and that he must have raised the son properly, must have taught him values and virtues. And that son must be a follower of, strict follower of the Vedic way of life. He must have Shraddha in the Vedic teaching. And he must have reverence for all that he enjoys in life. And he must be a person who pays back his debts to parents. Pitra Runam. So who performs Shraddham, the ancestral worship, who performs Shraddham, who performs Tarpanam, etc. Such a son, if a person has such a highly cultured individual must be a son. Must have such a person as a son. Only such a father can be born again in this world of human beings. So putraha, putram. Putram is what? Sadhanam for attaining bhulokaha or manushyalokaha. Then, viprakaram cha vittam, manusham daivam cha. A technical term is used. Dviprakaram vittam, twofold wealth. Two types of wealth. Dviprakaram vittam. Two types of wealth. What are they? Manusham vittam, daivam vittam. So the word vittam here, actually, the wealth here means the karma and upasanam. Manusham vittam is karma. The act of worshipping, performance of a ritual. The Vaidikam karma is said to be manusham vittam. And practice of meditation upon devatas. Upasanam, devata upasanam is said to be daivam vittam. So this karma and upasanam are said to be vittam, wealth, because they enable a person to attain other two worlds. Manushya vittam or manusham vittam means karma. By having this wealth of or by performing the ritual through karma, a person can attain the world known as Pitrulokaha or Swargalokaha. So Swargalokaha, so Swargaloka Praptyartham, for attaining Swargaloka or Pitruloka, one must have the wealth in the form of, one must have performed, earned punyam, performed ritual and earned punyam, which is manusham vittam. One must have manusham vittam in terms of the punyam earned as a result of performing ritual to go to Pitruloka or Swargaloka. Then, daivam vittam. Daivam vittam is upasam. A person must have used, performed ritual and also practiced meditation. One must have earned punyam of combining performance of ritual along with the practice of meditation in order to be eligible to attain Brahma Lokaha, otherwise known as Deva Lokaha. So, putraha and diprakaram cha vittam manusham daivam cha. These are the means, sadhanani, for accomplishing lokatrayam, a set of three respective worlds. Putra is the means for attaining bhuloka or manushyaloka. Manusham vittam, karma is the means of sadhanam for attaining pitruloka or swargaloka. Daivam vittam meaning upasanam is the means of attaining Brahmaloka or Devaloka. Tatra manusham karma rupam, manusham karma rupam pitruloka prapti sadhanam. See, I don't need to say. Shankara Bhagavatpada beautiful is presence. That's why I'm saying Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary does not present the exact mantras, has picked up the content and he paraphrases the content of those mantras in this portion. Tatra manusham karma rupam pitruloka prapti sadhanam. So, manusham vittam, other way in the form of performance of a ritual, is the means of attainment of Pitrulokaha. Tatra manushyam karma rupam Pitruloka prapti sadhanam. Manushyam vittam in the form of performance of a ritual is the means of attainment of Pitruloka. Then vidyamcha daivam vittam. Vidya means meditation, upasam. Upasanam is otherwise said to be daiva vittam. Daivam vittam. Daivam vittam vidyam. What is daivam vittam vidya? Vidya upa meditation, otherwise said to be upasanam, otherwise said to be daivam vittam, is the devaloka prapti sadhanam, is the means of attainment of devaloka, otherwise called brahmaloka. So in this section, this portion, Shankara Bhagavatpada discusses threefold means of attainment of three different worlds. And all these three worlds come under the category of time-bound, material, anatma universe. Anatma prapancha. Manishyaloka, not only Manishyalokaha, even Surgalokaha, Brahmaloka, all the worlds are within the realm of material universe. So time bound in nature. Okay, three lokas. For three lokas, three different means. And in order to accomplish these three worlds, any of the three worlds, to have the means, a person must choicelessly enter into the grihasthashrama jivitam, grihasthashrama. One must be a householder. Yesterday itself I explained, to have a son, to be born in this human world, manushyaloka, one must be married. To be able to perform a ritual to earn punyam to go to Brahmaloka, Swargaloka or Pitruloka, one must definitely have a wife. Person performing a ritual without a wife will not be accepted. That's why wife is called Patni. Wife is called Patni because Patyuhu Yajna Sanyoge. The woman who participates as half in the ritual along with the husband is said to be Patri. The word Patri is specifically used for to mean a wife only when, because she is the one who accompanies a husband in pujas, in performing ritual. Patyuhu yajna sayoge Patri. That's why he is called Patri. Therefore, it's very important to perform a ritual, he must be married. Even to attain Brahmaloka also, even though he has to practice meditation himself, but he has to combine meditation with performance of a ritual. Again, he must be agrastaha. To accomplish these three different ends through three different means, a person must be agrastaha. Therefore, it is said, tatra manushyam karma rupam pitruloka prapti sadhanam, vidyamcha daivam vittam devaloka prapti sadhanam. Okay, these are the sadhanani. So only a person who is aspiring for these worlds, who is interested in these means, naturally, after the completion of his studies in Vedic Gurukulam, when he is ready for getting married, before he gets married, naturally he must be having desire. So saha, then the mantra comes. So kamayata. That's a mantra. Saha akamayata. Only such a person can have desire. So such a person desired. He desires. Iti, by stating all this content of those mantras, by paraphrasing the content of those mantras, Shankara Bhagavatpada states, iti, avidya kamavataha eva sarvani karmani sautadini darshitani. Avidya kamavataha. Only for an ignorant person who has desire, only for a only highly passionate, desirous person who is ignorant of the self, only for him, avidya kamavataha eva sarvani shautadini karmani darshitani. All rituals prescribed in the karmakanda of the Veda have been revealed, have been shown only for such a person. Okay? So, adhikari, the person, is completely different from the person who is aspiring for moksha. Why he is saying all this? Don't forget, he has to refute Ekadesha Vedanti's view, who states that jnana must be combined with the karma. Therefore, he says, Shankaracharya shows this. Avidya kamavataha eva sarvani sautadini karmani darshitani. The whole of Karmakanda, the voluminous portion of Veda, presents countless number of all these rituals only for a person who has desires and who is ignorant. Avidyavan kamavan. He is ignorant and he is a person of desires. Only for such a young person, immature person, sarvani karmani shautani, shauta adini means what? All shauta karmas, smartha karmas. Adi shabda stands for smartha. All rituals, all karmas prescribed in Smriti Granthas, also Shruti Veda Karmakanda. Shrauta means rituals prescribed by the Shruti or Shrauta Karmani. And the Smriti based karma rituals are Smartha Karmani. Shrauta Dini means Shrauta Smartha Karmani Darshitani. For whom? Only for this ignorant person who has many desires, who is young, who is completely, who is prakritaha, who is still immature, and who is interested in all these, any of these three worlds. Therefore, he who needs the respective means, for him, rituals have been prescribed. Okay. Now, whereas, there's another person, there's other group of people, and who are not at all interested in these means. Why they are not interested in these means? Because they are not interested in the ends also accomplishable through those means. They're not interested in putra. They are not interested in karma. They're not interested in upasanam. Because they are not aspiring for Manushya Loka or Pitru Loka, Swarga Loka, or Deva Loka, or Brahma Loka. They are not interested in any of the lokas. They want only one loka, which is Atma Chaitanyam, Atma Loka. So their mind, their level of maturity is different. Okay. What do they do? He said, Tebhyaha. Tebhyaha means from all those means and ends. Vyutthaya. Vyuttha. Tebhyaha from those people. Vyutthaya means having renounced. Pravrajanti. Pravrajanti. They give up. Vyutthaya pravrajanti. they renounce, giving up, they renounce. Same meaning, what does it mean? Let us see here. Iti vyutthanam atmanameva lokam icchataha akamasya vihitam. Okay. So all those three means are prescribed for those who aspire for those three worlds. Whereas atmanameva lokam icchataha akamasya. So avidya kamavataha sarvani shautadini karmani. Whereas atmanameva lokam icchataha, atmanam lokam eva icchataha akamasya. For a person who is dispassionate towards those three material worlds, who is desiring only Atma Chaitanyam, Atmanam Eva Lokam Ichchataha, who desires, who is desiring only Atma Loka, who is Akamaha, who is dispassionate towards other lokas, for such a person, Vyutthanam Eva Vihitam, renunciation alone has been vihitam, prescribed. Sannyasa has been prescribed. Renunciation, vyutthanam, means renunciation, sannyasaha, giving up. Renouncing, vyutthanam, renouncing alone has been prescribed for an akamaha, for a person who has no desire at all for any material pleasures or objects in the world, and who has the desire only for Atmaloka. Atmaloka, Atmanam Lokameva Ichchataha, Akamasya Vyutthanameva Vihitam. Which means, lifestyles prescribed for people of different levels of maturity are different. Two different lifestyles. So, tad yetad vibhagavachanam anupapannam syat. So, those words of distinction, the teaching of differentiation would have been impossible. If Shauta Karma Jnana Yoho Samuchayaha Abhipretaha Syat Bhagavataha. If Bhagavan Shauta Karma Jnana Yoho Samuchayaha Abhipretaha Syat Bhagavataha, means if the combination of Shauta Karma and Jnanam, or combination of karma and jnanam, was, if it was recommended by Bhagavan, suggested by Bhagavan, intended by Bhagavan, then this teaching of differentiation wouldn't have been possible. Now it's very clear. Even Upanishad is very clear, it presents two different lifestyles for people of two different levels of maturity, people who have two different minds, mental conditions, states. What should be the mind of a person who is aspiring for jnana, who is not at all interested in anything? What should be the thinking of a person who just finished, come out of the university, ready to get married, before marriage? What should be his thinking? Big difference is there. Therefore, that's why two different committed lifestyles have been prescribed by Shastram for people of two different levels of maturity. Therefore, Vibhagavachanam Anupapannam Syat. This teaching of distinction would have been impossible if the combination of Jnanam and Karma was intended by Bhagavan. So what does Shankara Bhagavatpada want to say here? Definitely, Bhagavan did not intend, Bhagavan did not teach the combining karma with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. Is it clear? Everybody is clear? Yesterday's class must have helped you to understand what I said today again. I am not repeating. Don't think I am repeating and going slowly. Shankara Bhagavatpada himself is repeating, because here what is given is actually the subject matter content extracted from the different portions of Hrithyaranyakopanishad. Instead of presenting the mantras directly, he only paraphrases the content here. Okay. So now, the four reasons given why karma and jnanam cannot be combined. First of all, there's difference between people who are aspiring for, the difference in people, different ends. Then, there's a Vishya Bedaha. So, Adhikari Bedaha, then Vishya Bedaha. Vishya means what? Here, what the means, three means for accomplishing three worlds. Whereas there, only one world for which only Jnanam is required, not karma. So this is Vishya Bedaha. So Sadhana Sadhya Bedaha. The third one is what? Kala Bedaha. The time. The person, the mature person who is aspiring for Jnanam. Who is mature? Not the old person. The person who is mature. The mature person is the one who has adequately mature person, relatively mature person is the one who is endowed with fourfold qualifications, who has vivekaha, vairagyam, navashamaha, damaha, etc. Such a person, only after the attainment of relative maturity, a person aspires for jnanam. Before the attainment of relative maturity, and a person is not relatively mature, he is aspiring for anything material ends. So it's called Kala Bedaha. Kala Bedaha means what? Difference in time. When? When does a person aspire for time-bound material ends? When does a person aspire for timeless moksha? Everlasting end. So, until a person becomes relatively mature, he aspires for time-bound material ends. When a person becomes relatively mature, he aspires for jnanam, the permanent end. It's called difference in time. Before becoming relatively mature, after becoming relatively mature. Is the time difference. Kala Bedaha. Then Ashrama Bedaha. The person who is aspiring for three means and three lokas naturally has to enter into the Grastha Ashrama. The person who is aspiring for Jnanam is a sannyasi. Again, here some doubt may come. Oh, sannyasa ashrama, I should enter. I have to wear saffron robes. No. ஆசிரம பேதா இம்ப்ளைஸ் லெவல் ஆஃப் மென்டல் டிஃபரன்ஸ் இன் தி லெவல் ஆஃப் மென்டல் மெச்சூரிட்டி. கிறிஸ்தாஸ்ரமி ஹாஸ் எட் டு பிகம் மெச்சியோர், வெரஸ் சந்நியாச ஆசிரமி the sankhya is the one who is adequately mature to become absolutely mature. Got it? These are the four differences. Because of these four basic differences, definitely karma and jnanam cannot be combined as a means of attainment of moksha. Okay. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada continues. See, please bear with this teaching. Definitely, Bhashyam study means, study means understanding the analysis of the text and the analysis of the interpretations also. So, Bhashyam study means understanding the analysis of the text as well as the analysis of the interpretations of the text. So it really takes time. Okay. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada continues. Nacha Arjunasya Prashnaha Upapannaha Bhavati. Don't forget, Shankara Bhagavatpada is now as though talking to this Dvaita Dvaitavadi, Ekadesha Vedanti, Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. He says, Arjunasya Prashnaha Na Upapannaha Bhavati Jayasi Chet Karmanaste Ityadihi. Okay, let me tell you. In the third chapter, the very first verse, opening verse of the third chapter, presents Arjuna's question. What was the question presented by Arjuna? Let us remember the verse. Jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatyam karmani ghore maam Niyojayasi Keshava. Do you remember this verse? We have done in our Nitya Gita Jnana Yajna. Okay. So, in this verse, Arjuna tells that Bhagavan has already discussed two different things in Bhagavad, second chapter. Jnanam and Karma. He discussed karma as a means of mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. And Bhagavan made it very clear, it is knowledge which alone can liberate a person. He talked about karma and jnanam. Having talked about karma and jnanam, Bhagavan said repeatedly to Arjuna to do his Yudhyasva, Yudhyasva. He emphasized Arjuna that he should do his duty. So Arjuna is asking the very first question, very first verse of third chapter, that in Bhagavan's vision, jnanam is superior to karma. Is it clear? In Bhagavan's vision, knowledge is superior to karma. Buddhihi கர்மணா ஜாயசி, புத்திஹி கர்மணா ஜாயசி. தேர் தி வேர்ட் புத்தி மீன்ஸ் நாலெட்ஜ். நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் சூப்பீரியர் டு ஆக்ஷன். ஜாயசி சேத் கர்மணா புத்திஹி ஜாயசி சேத், ஹே கிருஷ்ணா, இன் யோர் விஷன், இஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் சூப்பீரியர் டு கர்ம, நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் கிரேட்டர் தென் கர்ம, கிம் கோரே கர்மணி மாம் யோஜயசி, தென் வை டு யூ இன்வால்வ் மீ, எக்ஸ்பெக்ட் மீ டு இன்வால்வ் இன் திஸ் டெரிபிள் ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் கில்லிங், தி ஃபைட்டிங். he Arjuna asks. Therefore, tad ekam nischitya vada. Ekam nischitya vada. Please do tell me, between the two, tell me one thing. Tell me one thing by which I shall attain shreyas. Arjuna asked this, which means Arjuna understood Krishna's teaching that there is karma and jnanam. If Bhagavan said, may you combine karma and jnanam, then Arjuna would not have asked this question. If Bhagavan's teaching was to combine karma and jnanam, Bhagavan insisted, you must combine karma and jnanam for moksha, then Arjuna would not have asked this question. Understand? The very question asked by Arjuna proves that Bhagavan did not say that jnanam must be combined with the karma. This is another argument Shankar Bhagavatpada's presence. Okay. Eka purusha anushteyatva asambhavam buddhi karmanoho bhagavata purvam anuktam katam arjunaha ashrutam buddheheca karmanaha jayastvam bhagavati adhyaropayet. So definitely Arjuna cannot attribute the teaching to Bhagavan. What teaching? Superiority of jnanam. Superiority of knowledge over karma. Karmanaha buddhehe jayastvam. See, jayasi, superior. Okay, jayastvam means superiority. Buddhehe karmanaha jayastvam. Superiority of knowledge over karma, which was Bhagavan's teaching. This teaching, Arjuna cannot attribute this teaching to Bhagavan. If Eka Purusha Anushtayatva Asambhavam Buddhi Karmanoho Bhagavata Puram Anuktam. If Bhagavan had not said the impossibility of combining jnanam and karma, buddhi karmanoham means jnanam and karma. Buddhi there means karma, jnanam. Bhagavan had not said to Arjuna the impossibility of combining buddhi, jnanam and karma. If it was not understood by Arjuna also, then Arjuna would not have attributed the teaching to Bhagavan, that the superiority, teaching of superiority of knowledge over karma. Is it clear? Okay. Again he says, kincha yadi buddhi karmanoho sarvesham samuchyaha uktaha syat. If combination of knowledge and karma has been taught by Bhagavan for all, then arjunasyapi saha uktaha eva, then it must have been told to Arjuna also. But it did not happen. Bhagavan did not teach at all combination of karma and jnanam. And what Arjuna say? Yachche yayete yorekam தன்மே ப்ரூஹி சுநிச்சிதம். ஏதையோகோ யத் ஸ்ரேயஹா, பிட்வீன் ஏதையோகோ மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஆஃப் தீஸ் டூ கர்மாண்டி ஞானம், ஏதையோகோ யத் ஸ்ரேயஹா, விச் இஸ் பெட்டர், விச் இஸ் குட், தத்து மே ப்ரூஹி சுநிச்சிதம். பிளீஸ் டூ டெல் மீ டெஃபினெட்லி வாட் இஸ் பெட்டர் ஆஃப் தீஸ் டூ கர்மா அண்ட் ஞானம். Tell me which of the two is better for me, for a person. For a person, there's two disciplines and two lifestyles. So which of the two is better for me, for Arjuna at that time? So he was asking Bhagavan. Iti katham ubhayoho upadeshe sati. அந்நதர விஷய ஏவ பிரஷ்னஹா சியாத். அந்நதர விஷய ஏவ பிரஷ்னஹா மீன்ஸ் உபயோகோ உபதேச. வென் பகவான் டாட் திஸ் சச் எ க்வெஸ்சன், ஹவு கேன் அர்ஜுனா ஹாவ் சச் எ க்வெஸ்சன் தட் விச் ஆஃப் த டூ இஸ் பெட்டர் ஃபார் மீ, which of the two is better for me, Arjuna asked, which means definitely Bhagavan did not state anywhere karma and jnanam should be combined. The very Arjuna's very question is the proof. Anyatara vishayaha eva prashnaha syat ubhayoho upadeshe sati. When the teaching being there, yat etayoho yat shreyaha, yat shreyaha etayoho, ekam etayoho ekam yat shreyaha, yat ekam shreyaha, tat me sunishchitam bruhi. Please do tell me definitely which is better for me of these two, karma and jnanam. If Bhagavan combined karma and jnanam, then such a question wouldn't have raised. It is not anyatara vishayaha eva. Anyatara means tell me which of the two is better. Asking this question is what? Anyatara vishyaha. Which of the two is better? Please do tell me definitely. This question itself is the proof that Bhagavan did not combine jnanam with the karma. Bhagavan did not recommend, Bhagavan did not suggest, Bhagavan did not teach the combination of karma and jnanam. Okay, he one more sentence I'll say and then I'll then stop. Nahi pitta prashamanarthinaha. Pitta prashamanarthi, let me tell you, the person who is suffering with the increase of pittam in his system. Now pittam bile, okay, so a question based on Ayurvedic system is present here. Pitta, when the pittam becomes exists in the system, it has to be come to normal, isn't it? Anything either exists or low, it has to be normal. Everything must be in required amount. The pittam adhik becomes more in a person's system and he wants to get rid of it, reduce it. Pittam pittam pitta prashamana arthi. Prashamana means what? Reducing and removing. One who wants to get rid of the excess of pittam in his system is pitta prashamanarthi. The person who is desirous of getting rid of or removing the excess of pittam in his system, he is said to be pitta prashamana arthi, pitta prashamana arthi, a sick person. When he approaches the doctor, he goes to a doctor, vaidyaha. वैद्येन मधुरं शीतलं च भोक्तव्यम् इति उपदिष्टे. वेन् इट् वास् इन्स्ट्रक्टेड् बै दि प्रिस्क्रैब्ड् बै दि डाक्टर् वैद्येन उपदिष्टे ही वास् इन्स्ट्रक्टेड् बै दि डाक्टर् दट् मधुरं स्वीट् and something cooling, madhuram, you can some jaggery or some dates, and sheetalam, sheetalam means what? Something cooling, maybe buttermilk like, sheetalam cha bhoktavyam, sweet and something cooling must be eaten. Madhuram sheetalam cha bhoktavyam iti vaidyena upadishte. When it was instructed by the doctor, for a person who wants to get rid of the excess of pittam in his system, that he must eat some sweet and something cooling. Then, tayoho anyatara pitta prashamana karanam bruhi iti prashnaha sambhavati. Okay, then the patient cannot ask the doctor. When the doctor makes it very clear, you should eat sheetalam madhuram cha bhoktavyam. Sheetalam madhuram cha bhoktavyam. Something sweet and cooling must be taken as food. Must be eaten. When the doctor says, he says both. Sheetalam madhuram cha bhoktavyam. Suppose the patient asks, okay, which of the two should I take? Should I eat sweet, madhuram, or should I take sheetalam? But the doctor instructs, both must be taken. Pitta prashamanaya, for resolving the problem of excess of pittam, both must be consumed, when the doctor says. The patient, if he cannot ask the question, which of the two should I take consume? Should I take madhuram or should I take sheetalam? The question is irrelevant. Therefore, when Bhagavan said, when Arjuna asked this question to Bhagavan, O Lord, you're talking about both karma and jnanam. Which of the two is better for me? Yat tayo etayoho yat shreyaha tat me bruhi. When Arjuna says, which of the two is better for me, for my level? Which of the two is better, karma or jnanam? When he asks the question, definitely it is made, he very question makes it very clear, Bhagavan did not say that jnanam and karma should be combined. Is it clear? Yeah. Tayoho anyatara pitta prashamana karanam bruhi. Between the two, recommend me which is the cause for resolving the problem of excess of pittam. Iti prashnaha na sambhavati. The question does not rise at all. Pitta prashamana tayoho anyatarat pitta prashamana karanam bruhi iti prashnaha na sambhavati. Such a question does not rise at all, does not happen. Tell me which of the two is cause of resolving the excess of pittam. Why? The doctor made very clear, madhuram sheetalam cha bhoktavyam. Similarly, if Bhagavan also said, karma jnanam cha, anusthatavyam. Anushtanam. Jnana karmanoho anushtanam kartavyam. Bhagavan said both must be followed, then Arjuna's question wouldn't have risen. But Bhagavan did not say Jnana Karmanoho Anushtanam Kartavim. No, he did not say both should be followed. He did not say. Therefore, that is why Arjuna's question itself comes, which of the two is better for me? Is it clear? So what is the lesson now? Definitely, karma, jnanam need not be, cannot be combined with them. Karma as a means of attainment of mokshaha. This is the teaching. All the Shankara Bhagavatpada states just to make it clear. Is it all right? Okay. Now, until now, what I have read, have you got any doubts here? Any doubt in what we have seen today? Okay, now, I'm going to stop here. Know why? The following paragraph, again, Purapakshi is going to come back with his own confusion and Bhagavan will answer. Purapakshi is going to say, No, Bhagavan did say, Bhagavan did recommend the combination of karma and jnanam. Only Arjuna did not understand. Arjuna did not understand Bhagavan Krishna's teaching. Bhagavan recommended a combination of karma and jnanam. Arjuna did not understand. Therefore, he asked the question. Then what should be Shankaracharya's answer? No. Bhagavan did not say that. Arjuna, if at all Bhagavan said that, if at all Arjuna did not understand the teaching, if at all Arjuna did not understand the teaching, then when Bhagavan gave an answer to Arjuna, at least then Bhagavan would have said what? No, I did say they must be combined. Why do you ask me this question? Which one should I follow? Which one is better for me? Karma or jnanam? Why should you ask this question? I said, instead of saying that answer, giving that answer, Bhagavan said what? Bhagavan said, Lokesmin dvividha nishtha pura prokta mayanagha. Bhagavan made it very clear. Two different committed lifestyles have been prescribed by me for people of two different levels of maturity. Jnana yoga for Sankhyaha, Karma yoga for Yoginaha. Understand? Even if Bhagavan suggests, presented the combination of karma and jnanam, even if Arjuna did not understand the teaching, when Arjuna asked the question, which of the two should I follow, because of his lack of understanding, at least then Bhagavan would have given a different answer if he suggested the combination of karma and jnanam. Instead of recommending the combination of jnanam and karma, Bhagavan said, no, two different committed lifestyles have been prescribed by me before. For people of two levels of maturity, two different disciplines, jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. Therefore, what? Definitely, jnanam cannot be, need not be combined with karma as a means of attainment of mokshaha. Jnanam itself is mokshaha. Jnanam is the only means of, mere knowledge is the means of attainment of mokshaha. Okay? This is what is discussed in the following paragraph. अथ अर्जुनस्य भगवदुक्तवचनार्थ विवेक अनवधारण निमित्तः प्रश्नः कल्प्येत. नाउ दिस पैराग्राफ प्रेजेंट्स अगेन पूर्व पक्षीस आर्ग्यूमेंट. अथ ओ देन अर्जुनस्य प्रश्नः, अर्जुनस क्वेश्चन इज बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट, भगवदुक्त वचन अर्थ विवेक अनवधारण निमित्तः. अनवधारणम मीन्स व्हाट, नॉन अंडरस्टैंडिंग. अर्जुनस क्वेश्चन इज बिकॉज ऑफ हिज नॉन अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ non-understanding of Bhagavan's words. Bhagavad Vachana Artha Viveka Anavadhara Nimittaha Prashnaha Kalpeta. Tathapi Bhagavata Prashna Anurupam Prativachanam Deyam. If at all, he does not, it's actually the Purupaksha does not say, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself assumes. If at all the Purupakshi says, Bhagavan did teach the combination of karma and jnanam, only Purupakshi, this Arjuna did not understand Bhagavan's teaching. Therefore, he asked which of the two should be followed. If at all, Acha, Arjuna's question is imagined to be, if at all Arjuna's question is imagined to be his non-understanding of Bhagavan's teaching, tathapi, even then, Bhagavata prashna anurupam prativachanam deyam. The answer given by Bhagavan, answer must be given by Bhagavan in keeping with Arjuna's question, isn't it? Bhagavata kīdruṣam prativachanam deyam. Bhagavata prashna anurupam prativachanam. Prativachanam means reply. Bhagavan's reply must be given in keeping with Arjuna's question. Not one of the two. Follow both. But Arjuna, Bhagavan did not say that. Bhagavan must have told what? Maya buddhi karmanoho samuchyaha uktaha. You know, if at all such a question is imagined of Arjuna, then the appropriate answer must be given by Bhagavan in keeping Arjuna's question. Combination of knowledge and karma has been taught by me. Buddhi karmanoho samuchyaha maya uktaha. Buddhi karmanoho samuchyaha means what? Combination of knowledge and karma has been taught by me, instructed by me. Kimattam ittam tvam brantaha asi. Why are you confused in this manner? Iti Bhagavan's reply should have been, isn't it? In keeping with Arjuna's question. But natu punaha prativachanam ananurupam prushtat anyadeva. Whereas Bhagavan's answer was not in keeping with Arjuna's question. It was different from what Arjuna, what asked by Arjuna. What was it? Dve nishte maya prokte. Two committed lifestyles have been prescribed by me. Iti vaktum yuktam. So such an answer, it wouldn't have been appropriate for Bhagavan to say such an answer, which was not in keeping with Arjuna's question. But still, Bhagavan gave that answer. Na yuktam, it was not appropriate to say such an answer which was not in keeping with Arjuna's question. It is completely different from what was asked, as two committed lifestyles have been prescribed by me. Therefore, what? Finally, it has been made clear. Have you got it understood now? What is said here? Napi smartenaiva karmana buddhehe samuchaye abhiprete vibhaga vachanadi sarvam upapannam. Not only shrauta karma, smartenaiva karmana api, even with smartha karma also, combining arch was not at all intended by Bhagavan. I'm going to stop here, but we'll continue next class. Okay? Don't worry. I'll send you a clean list of words and mantras and some small notes like things for this. Become much clearer for you. Have you got any doubt until what I read? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. See, once we finish this, very important, thorough study, and when we go ahead and we're going to see beautiful commentary, and you'll enjoy the commentary later on. But these are some portions. It's all given for us to really, that's why Bhashyam study itself is what? Based on sthanu nikhanana nyaya. You know, when you dig a hole and put a stick there, post there, to make a pandal, okay? But you can't, simply making a hole, digging a hole and putting a stick is not enough. What should you do? The hole, you must fill the hole with a lot of stones and put sand or some soil and again nicely hit it. Then you must shake and see whether it's moving or not. Until it does not move, you must hit it, isn't it? It's called mananam. Like that, until what has been taught becomes clearly ascertained, it must be analyzed and understood. Okay? This teaching, Bhashyam study, is based on this, that nyaya. So we'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.